Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the One Perspective to Another podcast. I am your humble and gracious host, A.Dot Sanders. This is episode 180, and I don't know what it's called, but it's a reflect on a reflect. But also, shout out to AK for holding me accountable. You're getting two episodes this week, but this is the first time I've ever done this, like, two-part episode because an honest truth, I didn't want to post my episode last week because it just didn't make any fucking sense in my head. It made sense in my head, that's why I just blabbed it out. But episode 179 is just like me inside of my mind just talking aloud. But then I came across like just things that I do, like if you are a coder or do any like kind of like software engineering or anything with software, there's a thing called rubber duck debugging. So that is like a method of debugging a method that you choose. And that method is that you talk each line of your code or each line of how I use it in that sense, a podcast, and just you talk to an inanimate object being a rubber duck. And you ask the questions to bring logic and, I guess you can say, reality to whatever line or whatever thought you had. And that episode 179 was my rubber duck debugging of my own mind in my podcast. I don't know if it makes any sense, but that's how you work with shit. That's how you work things out. That's how you fight with yourself when you don't have another person that's around that's having those same thoughts. I mean, we all have conversations with people in X, Y, and Z, but you're never really fighting together with your thought versus somebody you're fighting opposed to the other person. So when you go line by line and talk that code, it's your thoughts, and you test it out, and that's what the podcast was about. So if you listen to that first and hear, like, what the fuck is he talking about, that's the reason why. It's just a jumble. It's just a... for your information if you happen to listen to it and ask questions after. But I say all that to say you just got to get the thought out, and that's what I did. So you're getting two episodes this week. But this episode was more geared towards your journey and your learning, and helping yourself will help your community. If you grow, your circle grows, your bubble grows, your reach grows, your influence grows, and it is a very meticulous process in order to grow. I know I did a lot of podcasts like in 2022, 2021 about growth, about life, about nature, about the cycles and stuff. And it's weird how everything is connected, but you see it at different points in life and different points of your own learning and growing too. But that's where we all are. I know it comes sometimes people, I see a lot people talking about the notion of self-talk and these thoughts, and nobody has, or 30% of the world doesn't have self-talk, so they don't have thoughts, so they just talk out loud. If you don't get it, if you don't have it, you don't have it. If you do, you don't. But you just got to make the choice to be actionable with the materials and the things that you believe in. And if you don't want to be an entertainer, if you don't want to do something that takes people's mind off of the things that you're supposed to do as a human being to better yourself, to be better, to get money, to take care of your kids, like all the basic shit that you're supposed to do as a human, not everybody has the time or the space or the patience to deal with that kind of stuff, and to each their own. But this is just where I'm at and where I want to be, because not everybody, but most of those people who are in that weird gray area. Shout out to Isaiah for this term. I never heard it before. I think it was Isaiah who said this. Go listen to his podcast. Go get his book. He's a great dude too. Seeing his he's blowing up. Shout out to him. But chronic complainers. Sometimes you have to be able to self-fix, self-learn, self-seek, self-soothe. And I'm not saying it's the end all be all for what you're supposed to do. Of course, you're supposed to have community, supposed to have loved ones, supposed to have friends. But sometimes you just got to suck shit up and just do it yourself. Whether it's work, whether it's reading, whether it's learning, whether it's driving, whether it's a new hobby, whatever it may be. But at the same time, like, give yourself the space to learn and give yourself space with grace. Like, it's okay. It's okay to not know. It's okay to be confused. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to seek out. And I think people don't do that as much as they like, and they see people and they go, oh, well, he got lucky, or, oh, he did X, Y, and Z. Oh, he got this help. And I think a lot of times people get bitter in that notion too, because I see a lot of my peers and a lot of just individuals in general, and seeing over time their growth in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, and the things that they do. You might not see everything that changed them or made them grow, but they're thriving, they're consistent, they're making moves, they're doing things you never seen before, they're engaging with other in other areas that you didn't know anything about. They're teaching you, they're aiding in your own growth as your own human being that you want to be. And it's not another option, but like, that mind frame and seeing it in people has been really beautiful to see. And even in my own just learning, a continuation of learning. There is no syllabus or no book that can curate the learning that I've experienced in like the past 15 years of living life. And I say all that to say, like, if you feel that way, then you just keep going. You learn in order to grow. You grow in order to get stronger. You grow to carry on, to take people with you, to give people opportunities, to give back. Like, that's the driving force of the cycle of nature, life, X, Y, and Z. But I say all that to just keep it short and sweet, to just keep grinding, to keep growing, to keep continuing to learn, because the best way I feel, or I think, is to always learn in the middle of both sides, right and wrong, good and bad. Like, there are a lot of grays in every area that you can learn, whether it's you want to go with the art of war and you want to dominate and attack war and be strategic, or you can just be on your wings and just do whatever floats your boat. But at the end of the day, it's still you and you making your choices, so make the best choices for you, because that's what hopefully I'm doing, and hopefully that I continue to do, because there is a lot of change and a lot of growth that I want to be reflected upon in my environment, in my community, and with the people around me. The subtle things that you're not going to get an award for, or having connections with people, like the underlying invisible intangibles that you can't see. Like, I want to build better secret intangibles with my environment and people. But like with everything, it's a work in progress. And if that's you, then keep on doing it. Somebody sees you, somebody wants to be like you, somebody's thinking right now, how can I be better like them? So never think that you're not enough where you are. But if you choose to do better, and you choose to learn, and you choose to want to be whatever you want to be, just keep doing it. So with that being said, a full circle, two episodes of one episode. So with that being said, as always, tell two friends to tell two friends. That is the madness of my mind for these past 2 weeks. So I'll catch you on the flip side. Hopefully we get that guest. Hopefully. We'll see. But I'm out.